Hello and welcome to today's episode. I am now back onto another wee solo one today, which is exciting. I always love talking to people though. We know that. We know that. It's been a bit of a whirlwind since the last time I recorded a solo one, which is only 2 weeks ago. But it has been a bit of a crazy couple of weeks. I had the absolute pleasure of speaking at my best friend's first Scottish Business Carnival, which was amazing. Bit of a what's it like a bit of a like can't really remember what happened type thing. There was a lot of movement, there was a lot of dancing. And then off the back of that, I then got asked to speak at another event in London. So the day after this will go live, I will be in London speaking at another massive event in London. So it just goes to show, like, when you get in the right rooms and you get around the people and you walk their path and you keep doing the reps, doors start to open. So I'm super, super excited. And something that has been quite on the forefront of my mind recently has been alignment and what it really means and how do we know when we're in it, how do we know when we're out of it. Because I really feel aligned right now, and it's such a beautiful feeling. And that doesn't mean to say everything's all hunky dory and I've got everything figured out. It absolutely doesn't. I actually put up a post today about how a few months ago I fell off a stationary treadmill. That is life, isn't it? But I want to welcome you back, and I want to talk about alignment. Because you probably heard people say you just need to get into alignment or trust the flow, trust the journey, all that jazz. But what does it really mean in real life? Because it's not about crystals. It's not about like your routine being nailed or saying the right affirmations in your day. It is an energy and a truth and an integrity between who you are and how you live. So we're going to talk about what alignment really is, what it feels like when you're out of it, and how to come home to it even when life feels a bit messy. So let's start with what it really means. So alignment is when your energy and your thoughts and your actions and your intentions are all moving in the same direction. It's when you say what you believe and what you do, and they all tell the same story. I think we're in a world that we are bound by these quote unquote shoulds, and I frigging hate saying the word should, and I very rarely say it. And if I do say it, I often call myself out because we are in this kind of a keeping up with the Joneses and this era of time where we want everything everybody else has, and we're doing things because we think we should do it. And often a lot of us are living in this life that's not actually even like true to us. So when you are aligned, it's a feeling, it's like the feeling when you walk into a room and you just know you're exactly where you're meant to be. You're not overthinking it. You're not pretending, you're not putting on any sort of mask. You're just being you. It's a peace, not perfection. It's a presence and not a performance. And when we're in alignment, everything we touch just flows easier. Conversations, opportunities, and even challenges, because we no longer are pushing against our truth. And something that's came up quite often in recent weeks has been this energy. Like, I keep getting told, your energy, your energy, your energy, which is so beautiful, and I'm very, very blessed to get those lovely compliments. But it's because it's real. And I think I'm very much a type of person that I can feel when something is inauthentic, and I don't really know how. I can feel something that's not real and not is not authentic, and it instantly gives me a bit of a like, not disliking, because I would never say I dislike anybody, but it just gives me a little bit of a, that doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel right. And I would be mindful of how much time I spent in that environment or with that person. So I'm very blessed that I do have really good energy, but also equally, and I'm totally going off on a tangent already, equally, I also know when to preserve that and when to restore it. And it's something that I was speaking about in my talk last week, and I'm doing again this week, is like I naturally have this brilliant energy, which is amazing, but sometimes like there's too much people. So when I was in London, I actually was in London Monday as well, and I was like, oh my goodness, there's so many people, there's so much directions, it's so busy, 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 there's no trees, like give me a tree. So I know like when I've had days like that, I really need to restore my own energy. I really need to restore like that peace, that calm, that like connecting with nature. Like I'm very bipolar in the sense that I love the crazy energy and the peopling and all that, but I also know like I'm aligned, and I know that actually I need the feet in the grass, I need the in and around nature, I need the fresh air, I need all that stuff with it, and solidarity. So solitude, that's the word I'm looking for. Anyway, off on a tangent. So how do you know when you're out of alignment? Because let's be honest, most people don't even realize they're out of alignment. They live in this world that's just bound by this almost like sheep. And I don't want to say that in a judgmental or nasty way. But here's a few signs that you might be out of alignment. One would be you're constantly exhausted, even if you're sleeping really, really well. Another would be you're saying yes when you actually mean no. Another would be you're shrinking yourself to make other people feel comfortable. Definitely been there, done that, wore the t-shirt. You're doing things because you, quote unquote, like I just said, should, and not because it actually feels right. And also, and this is not limited to all these things, you feel disconnected from any joy, purpose, or even yourself. It's like a heaviness in your chest or a tightness in your gut, like a little whisper that just telling you something is off. And when we ignore that whisper for long enough, it'll start to scream. And that'll be through burnout, anxiety, illness, breakdowns. And the breakdowns are often actually breakthroughs that are just waiting to happen. So I'd love to know if you feel any of those things, or equally if there's anything else that you feel, because everybody's different. And a lot of this particular talk that I'm doing, I'm talking about feeling, because feeling, everything is emotion, and it's so important to really tap in and feel how different things like feel in your body. How do they make you feel? How does it change how you feel when you do X, Y, or Z? So how do we realign? So for first instance, I would just say pause, like just stop. You can't come back into alignment from a place of chaos, and it's as simple as that. So take every moment just to breathe, to feel your feet in the ground. And I know that sounds airy fairy and woo woo and all that sort of stuff, but I promise you, I wouldn't advocate for something that's not actually real. Step two would be ask yourself some honest questions, and I'm going to ask you them right now. Where are you pretending? So if you can and you're able to, have a little moment right now just to sit and reflect and get your journal out, get a notepad out, whatever, because also when you write things down, it makes it more real. So where are you pretending? What feels like you're not really being yourself, or where feels like you're not really being yourself? Number two, what feels heavy or forced right now? Do you feel you're forcing something? Do you feel like there's a heaviness over a situation or a relationship or a person? Think about what feels heavy or forced. And again, just pause this and just take 5 minutes to just go over each one and just tap in, listen to what your gut is saying. And the last one would be, what would feel lighter or truer instead? What would feel lighter or truer instead? And just explore what that might be. And there's no right or no wrong, because it's you, it's your life. Nobody gets to dictate what that looks like to you. Step three, I would take one small action that honors that truth. So that truth that you just mentioned, that you just wrote down, what's one action that you can take to honor that? Because sometimes alignment isn't doing the big crazy things like quitting your job or ending relationships. Sometimes it's as simple as saying no to an obligation and yes to yourself. And step four, trust your body. Alignment isn't just mindset, it's physiology. Your body is always keeping the score, it is screaming at you and telling you things. And we're so guilty of not tapping in. Your posture, your breath, your energy, it all shifts when you're in your truth. Notice how your chest opens and your voice strengthens and your eyes brighten when you're actually speaking from the soul. Because that's alignment in motion. And it's a beautiful thing. So if you have been feeling off lately, like something's missing or like you've lost your spark, it's never that you're broken. And I want to really, really harness the truth in that. People walk around thinking they're broken, but they're not. Maybe you're just out of alignment, and that's okay. And alignment isn't a one-time thing. It's like a daily recalibration, like adjusting your compass to keep yourself moving towards your true North Star. So I'm going to give you a wee mantra today, because why not? I want you to either say this out loud, say it into your head, or just listen. When I choose truth over comfort, I return to alignment. When I choose, nearly crucified that there. When I choose truth over comfort, I return to alignment. So take a deep breath, check in with yourself, and remember that you don't need to find alignment. You just need to stop abandoning it. I hope you have a magical, magical day. As always, please reach out if this resonates with you. And even if it doesn't, that's absolutely fine. I'm always excited and welcoming and honored when people reach out. Have a magical day, what day, night, morning, whatever time this is that you're listening to this. And I will speak to you soon.